शिष्यायिमे भगवता परितापतन्ति गायन्ति साम सरहस्य मजस्रमीशं विस्माचिक विलूलित सुमनो विवृष्टि सर्वे भजन्ति ऋषिगणा यो वेद शाखा वाचं परमचरण पंजर चित्तरीनां ब्रह्म मारूप मुखराम श्रृणुवाम तुभ्यं लब्धा कदंब रुचिरंक वितंक बिंबे यश्याम अलाट परिधि क्वचवल्क लामे क्वचवल्क लम्ते బింబాగారు గుర్తొచ్చింది. బింబా చూసి నిరోధించి క్లాపికి రావట్లేదు. నెలలు నెలలు ఎవడు నాడు అదంతా ముందే అని పెట్టుకోవడం తర్వాత పెట్టింది. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. So here we are reading the description of how when a person becomes lusty, he becomes shameless, and when a person becomes lusty, he loses all intelligence and watches all dirty things, considering them as very beautiful. That means he becomes a completely fallen person. Even when animals have sex, they don't look at the bodily beauty, but when a person's intelligence becomes perverted, he starts. Because the intelligence is there and it is not directed properly, so a lusty man will begin to see things in a perverted way, watching the different parts of a woman's body. Seeing the bumblebees following Purochitti, Maharaj Agnidra said, "My dear Lord, the bumblebees surrounding your body are like disciples surrounding your worshipable self. They are incessantly chanting mantras of Samaveda and the Upanishads, thus offering prayers to you. Just as great sages resort to the branches of the Vedic literatures, the bumblebees are enjoying the showers of flowers falling from your hair." So this Agnidra has lost all his intelligence and he is seeing this woman Purochitti like God sometimes, like Rishi Muni sometimes. So today's sloka, O Brahmin, so actually he is addressing whom? Purochitti, the woman. O Brahmin, I can simply hear the tinkling of your ankle bells. Within those bells, tittri birds seem to be chirping among themselves. Although I do not see their forms, I can hear how they are chirping. When I look at your beautiful circular hips, I see they are lovely color of kadamba flowers, and your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself. O Brahmin, I can simply hear the tinkling of your ankle bells. Within those bells, tittri birds seem to be chirping among themselves. Although I do not see their form, I can hear how they are chirping. when I look at your beautiful circular hips, I see they are lovely color of kadamba flowers. And your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself. Purport. With lusty desires to see Purochitti, Agnida especially gazed upon the girl's attractive hips and waist. When a man looks upon a woman with such lusty desires, he is captivated by her face, her breast and her waist. But a woman first attracts a man to fulfill her sexual desires by beautiful features of her face, by the beautiful slope of her breasts, and also by her waist. Purochitti was dressed in fine yellow silk, therefore her hips looked like kadamba flowers. Because of her belt, her waist seemed to be encircled by burning cinders. She was fully dressed, but Agnidara had become so lusty that he asked, "Why have you come naked?" Om Ajnana Tumirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Vadati Swapadam Tatam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there is a saying, Kamaturanam Nalaja na bhayam. When a person becomes lusty, he forgets his position, responsibilities, what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. That is what Bhagavad Gita is also saying. When a person's mind is bent on lusty desires, lust is not only the attraction for opposite sex, lust for anything. We call it mad for money, mad for position. Dabbu pichi, padavi pichi, so like that. So, lust means intense desire. It can be for anything. In that case, by hook or by crook, a person wants to possess the object of his interest. So, generally because ordinary people, why people don't become great? There are so many people who are doing so many achievements in life. But when a person's mind is blown away by lusty desire, he cannot concentrate on anything. Because his mind is simply on a very shallow plane. So, his life remains undone. That means as a human being, he cannot achieve anything. So, whether it is material or spiritual, if you want to do something extraordinary, a person has to come out of attraction between opposite sex. So it is not surprising that 99% of the people of the world, they are simply settled with family life, simply how to maintain the family. So when we were on the morning walk, so I was telling Krishna Reddy that people are proud that they have their own house, they are proud that they have a car, that they have a bank balance. If a person can have these three things, own house and good bank balance and a nice car, they think they are in the upper status of the society, and they are very successful in life because they could make money to have all these facilities. But Bhagavatam says a person who is simply absorbed in only these things, Gruha Kshetra Apta Vittaya Janasya Mohoyam Aham Maneti. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Pumsastriya, first line is something like that, Pumsa Sriya Mithimi Bhava Tayar Yatam Ata Gruha Kshetra Sita Apta Vittaya Janasya Mohoyam Aham Maneti. Exactly, we are supposed to get out of all this. That is the business of human life. It is called voluntarily becoming a captive. Generally, we are all supposed to be free. We are all supposed to have independence. But everybody is simply from office to home, home to office. They are bound. In this world, materially, spiritually, there's so much to learn, see, go around. But when a person gets hooked to a woman, then he has no creativity, he has no learning skills, simply how to make money. How to make money and make his wife happy. And what the woman will do? The woman will simply cook nice foods and in the daytime, and control the wife, control the man, and in the night they have romantic affairs. Because women are not supposed to be very intelligent unless they are Krishna conscious. So woman always wants to control the man by making palatable food available, and in the night making a man a completely a fool. But there is no spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge means putting things in proper place. It means if woman and man come together when they desire to have progeny, when they desire to have children, that's the only reason why they should come together. Otherwise, they should raise their interest to be better, becoming better people. But when a man becomes handpicked, controlled by the woman, then the woman cannot guide and the man has lost his intelligence. The result is that they live a life less than the animals. As we told, animals have a season to mate. Animals are naturally controlled by nature. They have a system already arranged in nature, so they remain healthy. Animals remain healthy because they don't indulge any time, any number of times, and in whatever way, they don't. The animals are already punished. But human beings, they are given some freedom, and now with their freedom, they can evolve themselves, that they are not forced. Animals are forced to live in a particular way. But human beings have freedom. So it all makes a difference, the association we get. So good association, then you want to struggle to grow up in life. If a bad association, then we fall flat in life, and losing our reputation, losing our health, and family life also becomes miserable. So when there is no discipline in family life, the beginnings may be good, but because that is unnatural life, let's say in the Bhagavatam, Vishayendriya Samyoga, Vishayendriya Samyoga, Yattadagre Amritopamam, Pariname Vishamiva, Tasukam, Rajasanswitam. So Krishna says, sense gratification, in the beginning it is like a pot of nectar, and then in the end it becomes a pot of poison. The body troubling you, the mind troubling you, the various parts of the body troubling you, and life becomes hellish. That we are not meant for sense gratification. Atato brahma jignasa. Human life is meant for self-realization. They also say human life is not meant for pleasure, it is meant for knowledge. Similarly, Rishabhadev Maharaj, he also tells all his children. Rishabhadev is an empowered royal incarnation of the Lord. They are very capable, all the subjects want him. And he can subdue any enemy, and he knows how to rule. And he has 100 children, starting with Bharata Maharaj. And he told, when he decided to leave, the body was in the prime of youth, body was very strong, people like his rulership very much, but he is taking life as duty. This much time I have to be doing this, and next, once I cross 50, I should be going for vanaprastha and sannyas. So he was not attractive. He led his household life and administration as a matter of duty, because his heart was on Krishna, Vishwadeva. His activities were like avadhuta. Avadhuta means he is so attracted to Krishna, he is indifferent to worldly rules and regulations. Prabhupada writes there that from King Rishabhadeva came Jain religion. That they took only external forms of King Rishabhadeva, but they don't know the internal achievement of Rishabhadeva. So certain section of people which became Jain community later, they said a person should be completely disinterested and he should be renounced, neglectful about all worldly things. Otherwise the world will catch us. So Rishabhadeva was just, he was indifferent to food, dressing, and any social norms, because he was in samadhi, he was absorbed. So he said, Nayam deho deha bhajan loke kashtam kaman arbhuda vibhujanye tapo divyam putrakayana satam sadeya tasmad brahma saukyam tanantam. There are 84 lakhs of embodied beings, this material creation, there are 84 lakhs. But the human life is for a special purpose. But if you don't use it for that purpose, whatever people are doing, that kind of life is available. Kashtan, kama, arati, vidvajana, vidvajana, stool-eating animals, like hog, dog. This kind of pleasures are available, even hogs and dogs. And people are very proud to do them in a sophisticated way. What is the difference between so-called civilized human beings and animals? The deluxe edition of animal life, royal edition. You know, we sell Bhagavad Gita. What is a paperback Bhagavad Gita? And that is only cost you 50-60 rupees. And then deluxe edition of Bhagavad Gita, 250. Then somebody like Venkat Das will ask, but is there something more in this? This is a paperback, 60 rupees. And this is deluxe edition, 250 rupees. So Venkat Das will ask, is there something extra things? No. Then why it is 60 and this is 250? Just some cover and some lamination, these things. But inside, the contents are the same. Contents are the same. Just like somebody may wear simple clothes. I was telling this Ram Das, Madhurvat and Lebanon, put on, stand up, everybody is laughing, you know, dozing. Nilvada. Your name was taken and you are not hearing, you know. So, everyone should civilized life means that when we get up, we should get up early in the morning, take bath and wear washed fresh clothes. Not necessarily costly clothes, not necessarily very attractive clothes and like that, but simple clothes, but they should be washed clean. Raja Yaskandar, everything good, right? I don't know, some new people, they may not know. Rajesh, Venkat Das, Malyaji Ram Das, and Srikant, daily, after morning bath, you have to wear clothes that are washed, not yesterday's shirt and like that. You know that, eh? Rajesh? Ram Das. We see the same shirt 2-3 days together. Daily you are changing the shirt. And sometimes people don't know. So, that is called civilized life. civilized life doesn't mean you wear costly clothes, because they are very thick clothes, pant and jeans and like that. They don't dry up so easily. So you remove them in the night and again wear the same clothes in the morning. That's not Brahmin culture. That's why we don't also use so much of turkey towels and like that, very thick towels, and it is difficult for them to dry. So if that gamsha or simple towels, they will easily dry. So they are ready to be used it next time. Things here. So the point is, royal edition of animals. The present day society is called, simply they are living like animals, and they are still claiming to be very educated, they are having very big apartments. What are they doing all day? Make money and have sense gratification. That is the life. So human life is not given for that. Because in human life you are supposed to know what things are in store for us in the future. If you go on the road, you see some people limping, they are attacked by paralytic stroke. You don't know anybody, anytime. So that means you don't have time to waste. Body may not cooperate. It's not that we are healthy today, so we are confident that we will be healthy always. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshana darshanam. Always be pessimistic. Suddenly, you know, that's why whenever you see other people sick, you should see, maybe I may also get this kind of disease, possible. So then only you give up your enjoying mentality. Why I'm like a hero, heroine, say, these are all. That's called Maya. Has taken a maya aparata jnana. When sense gratification takes our intelligence, we think we will always be healthy. The diseases others get, we don't get. We think like that. But actually we are supposed to think that the disease others are getting. Because disease is natural. Disease is the nature of the body. Sariram Vyadhi Mandiram, like Grandhalaya. Grandhalaya means a place full of books. Grandhalaya, Devalaya, Devalaya, you all divine figures everywhere. You look up, down, front, back, you are full. Devalaya, Grandhalaya, and this body is Rogalaya, Rogalaya, Vyadhi Mandiram. Just because we are so foolish, we try to ignore our diseases. So the point is, when we don't have spiritual culture, we get completely carried away. We try to cover up. People shamelessly color their hair. He is 75 years old, but he will apply black color to his hair. Because you see that they are, then for joking we ask, how old are you? Then his coloring business is exposed. I am 75 years old. Oh, their hair is so black. What is the secret? No secret, simply cover up. No? So, after 50, the teeth will begin to give you problem, the nose will begin to give you problem, nose will dry up, you cannot breathe properly, you cannot chew properly, you cannot walk properly, because the joints will go dry. The joints have some half-life. The body is in good condition from 20 years to 50 years. That we don't understand, that whatever you want to achieve in life, that is between 20 and 50 you have to achieve. Not that you start thinking about God after 50. There is nothing you can do about it. Like we are saying, like I am singing bhajans daily. As I ask you, you are all young people, are you able to buy heart? No. Because our mind is distracted. We are simply interested in bodily decoration. How people are watching us, how I am dressing myself, and how should I impress people? This is the kind of thing. So that means we cannot concentrate. So anything you take up in life, if you have come to spiritual life, how can you be a best spiritual student? Daily we are singing, daily we are reciting, daily we are doing things. But still, after years and years also, we don't learn, that we are not focusing properly. So, focus. Whatever you are doing, you focus. When you are cooking, think how best I can cook. Not that, again, gossip starts, cooking. You don't learn. Going to the kitchen for 1 year, and you cannot make rice, dal, then what are you observing in the kitchen? If your mind is sharp, if you are going to the kitchen, I am daily coming to the kitchen, I should also know how to cook. I should know. Not that I wash, just I cut and go away. That means your mind is not sharp. I am forced to spend my time in the kitchen. Then just let me get into the details. How to keep the kitchen clean, how to do the job nicely. What else I can learn than spending an hour or two in the kitchen? Nothing is valueless. Every service is very important. No? Sometimes the cook has not come because we have learned when we are able to help. Because when there is a need of some service in the temple, and because you have learned it to do it, you are getting a lot of credits. So when there is no cook, suddenly you get into the kitchen and do it. You are cooking for the devotees, you are cooking for the Lord. It's a fantastic opportunity. You can grab the opportunity to cook. So we should not see any service less or more. So this is all when you are in body consciousness, when you are sense gratifiers. Then we try to do this, not do that and like that. So the point is, this Agnidra is actually, he is not a bad person. Because Lord Brahma has sent the woman. We are not getting women sent by Brahma and Vishnu and like that. All street side, ordinary women. We are getting lost. Whereas for Agnidra, because he is such an advanced person, he will not be attracted to all three people. So Brahma is arranging a nice apsarasa from the whose bodies don't stink, whose beauty remains always fresh, and who are capable of giving excellent children and like that, no? Nowadays children are born sick. And our children are born because they are born out of lust. When we approach women with a lustful attitude, mindless children, mentally retarded children, and physically handicapped children, all these kind of children are born. Because we are not fit to bring out nice children. Nice children come from tapasya. Tapa Divyam, this Rishabhadev is saying, Tapa Divyam Putra Kaya and Sattvam. What is this tapa and sattva? That means human life is meant to come to mode of goodness. If you are in ignorance, if you are in passion, you do everything wrong. And all our results will be wrong also. So, Tapa Divyam. Putra Kaya and Sattva. So, we have to work in such a way that our mind comes to a mode of goodness. We tell people, don't think Hare Krishnas are lazy people. Don't think Hare Krishnas don't understand their social responsibility. Because we are not doing what you are doing, don't think we are lazy people or we are selfish people or we don't know social responsibility. In Tamagun, you are doing activities like a donkey. Donkeys work unnecessarily. So we don't work unnecessarily. So we know how to work for Krishna. You know how to work to control the mind. So these are all inner things. Like when a person is working, you don't know whether he is working for Krishna or working for his wife, whether he is working for his body. You don't know. Because we are all selling books, outside all selling books. So devotees, they have a clear understanding, I am working. We are working to cleanse our mind and come to the mode of goodness. We are, let me say, like here we are reading, people wake up to 2 o'clock and then go to sleep and they get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and they think they are working hard. But devotees, they know that we have to control the mind. So to control the mind, we should get up in the peaceful hours of the daybreak. And that time you do all activities. All devotional devotional activities. So devotees work for spiritual gain. Devotees work to make Krishna or Guru satisfied. They work. Whereas karmis, they work for gratifying their senses. Karmis work for material gains. Material gains. Whatever. So devotees are not interested in making too much money. Devotees are not interested in too many material comforts. Whatever naturally comes. Yadrishya lava santushto dvandatita vimasaro. So, a devotee simply basic needs. So, he is working hard on spiritual platform. Not on sense. That's why people don't understand. He is not doing any business, he is not working in a factory or an office. No, we are also working for Krishna. So, we are working in the temple. And our understanding that Krishna will maintain us. I am also working. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. And then we believe that Krishna will maintain. So it's a complete difference. People don't understand that Krishna can maintain. Where is this Krishna? Who has seen him? Yes, you are doing pujas. Whatever Krishna says, we do. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtayanto Maam, Atantasya Dridhavata. That is the work. Manual work, physical work, for physical gains, that is done by people who don't have spiritual knowledge. If people have spiritual knowledge, human life, that's a, manav, manishya, man, man, one who works on the platform of the mind. Let's say we are given a separate name, man, one who works on the platform of the mind. We are not interested to muscle building, body building, and we are not interested to beauty parlors and muscle building and physical extravagance. Somebody asked Prabhupada, why do you people shave your head? Why do people shave your head? Because the whole world is wasting their time just to maintain their crop, repeatedly looking their face. When everything is removed, what are you looking at the other? If the hair is going this way, that way, then every time, and all right. Like that, it is all right. But you just... Okay. And you don't look appealing. You look like a crazy guy, you know, with shaved head. So, devotees want to cut asunder the material illusions. We don't want to be attracted to others, and we don't want to attract others also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't wear good clothes. Why you have to wear too good clothes? That means you want to attract somebody. You want to make people think that you are looking so nice. So, the material life should be very simple, so that you are saved of lot of time, which you can use it for chanting Hare Krishna. And you give up all these superficial, unnecessary, external things. And you don't care what people think about you. Yes, you have all time for your sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.